We've been learning about the Ten Commandments, and we've learned that these are God's rules for holy living, and God gave them to us out of His love. They guide our behavior and give us boundaries so we can live happy lives free from the bad consequences of sin. Today, we're going to focus on the seventh commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." This commandment is about two things. One, keeping our minds and bodies pure. And two, being faithful to keep our marriage vows. To be pure means to be clean, to be free from contamination. I have a cup of pure, clean water here. If I add some dirt to it, would you want to drink it? Of course not. We all want to drink clean, pure water. We all want to eat food that's free from germs, and we all want to breathe fresh air that isn't full of smoke and chemicals. Just as we want to bring only good, pure, and clean things into our bodies, we should only bring good, pure, and clean things into our minds. The Bible tells us to guard our minds because the things we put into our minds come out in our actions. It is wrong and unhealthy for us to contaminate our minds with sinful images and pictures. It's wrong and unhealthy for us to contaminate our minds with sinful behavior in TV shows and movies. It's wrong and unhealthy for us to contaminate our minds with sinful music, lyrics, and conversations. We should be very careful about the things we allow to entertain us. Entertainment can be a great source of mind pollution. Your mind and your body are precious gifts from God and should be protected and kept from evil. Don't do anything, don't go anywhere, or watch anything that you could be embarrassed for God to see you do, because God does see you. If you do sin, though, remember that God is good and kind. He's faithful to forgive your sin when you confess it. Don't ever let the devil lie to you and tell you that you are too bad to come to God. God understands you. He loves you unconditionally, and He is exactly where you need to go when you're feeling bad inside about something you've done. Confess your sin. Ask God's forgiveness. And turn away from sin and ask God to help you to do what is right the next time. Marriage is a gift from God. I'm going to read about the first marriage from the Bible in Genesis 2, 18, and 21 through 24. God saw that it was not good for Adam to be alone, and so God made a woman, Eve, to be Adam's helper and companion. This scripture tells us that God came up with the idea of marriage, and He designed marriage to be between a man and a woman. Today, when a man and a woman get married, they make vows to promise to each other. I'm going to read the traditional vows that are said at a wedding. I take you to be my wedded husband or wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. And forsaking all others, I give myself only to you. When you get married, you make a promise to love and to cherish your husband and to be committed to him alone in every way. This is a very serious promise. And that's why marriage should never be entered into lightly. Great thought. Prayer and consideration should go into your choice of a wife. You may be thinking, I'm only 10 years old, I'm too young to get married, so this lesson doesn't apply to me. But now is the time for you to start making good choices that will develop your character so that you become the kind of godly young man a godly woman would want to marry. You can prepare for marriage now by becoming the type of person that you'd like to marry. What are some qualities you'd like to have in a wife one day? You would want her to be kind, thoughtful, patient, treats people well, unselfish, generous, responsible, does what she says she's going to do, loves and obeys God. If you'd like to marry this kind of woman, then ask God to help you develop these same qualities in yourself. You can begin praying now that God will lead you to the right person to marry at the right time. It's never too soon to start praying. The Ten Commandments are God's rules for holy living. They also show us what God is like. God is faithful. He always keeps His promises. He is constant, unchanging, and reliable. In this commandment, God instructs us to be faithful to keep our marriage promises, just as He is faithful to keep His promises. Keeping promises isn't always easy, so we need to be very careful about what we promise. Jesus told people, "Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no." Basically, He said, "Do what you say you're going to do." And this takes discipline. God teaches me as I'm preparing to teach you. I've realized that I sometimes fail to keep promises, even to my dog. I'll tell her, "I'm going to take you for a walk after I unload the dishwasher." But then after I unload the dishwasher, I decide I need to fold some clothes and make a phone call. And then it's too late and I have to go get Braxton from school. I know this seems like a little thing, but we grow in obedience by doing the little things well. So by doing little things well, we develop good habits, and good habits generate good character. Good character isn't formed quickly. It's kind of like learning how to walk. Have you ever watched a baby learn how to walk? Well, let me just tell you, I've just gone through it with Tyson. So first, he learns to roll over, then he starts crawling, and then after that, a few months, he pulls himself up by holding onto a table, and then he starts to take a few steps, a step or two. Then he falls, then he tries again. He does this over and over again. And then he'll take a step without holding onto something. He falls, he gets up, and eventually he learns to walk. And over time, he gets so good at it that he doesn't have to think about it. Walking comes naturally. Developing good habits is like that. At first, you have to think about what you're doing. It takes a lot of concentration and discipline. It might even feel awkward. You might fall back into the bad behaviors or thought patterns. But when you fall, ask God and the person who you wronged to forgive you. Get up and try again. Over time, the good habit will begin to become like first nature, and you won't even have to think about doing the right thing. You'll just do it. Keeping promises can be really hard, but the more we do it, the stronger we become on the inside. God's character is developed in us, and we begin to look more and more like Him. Let's close in prayer and ask God to help us reflect His character so that we can be boys who are pure in mind and body and boys who are faithful to keep our promises.